Support for Rock Island Lions comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 25 years. Information is available at qcbt.com.
This is Roll Tweet on Rock Island. When Jonathan Carver was mustered out of the English army in New England following the Treaty of Versailles in 1763, he continued to feel a call to help his country and his king by exploring the newly acquired English territory between the Mississippi River and the Great Lakes. He spent 3 years on the Upper Mississippi, from 1766 to 1768, supposedly taking account of the commercial possibilities for a report to the king. What Carver really ended up doing was to redefine the phrase, help yourself. When he arrived at the Falls of St. Anthony in 1766, he discovered himself in the midst of a war between the Chippewas and the neighboring Nottoweesis that had been going on for 40 years. Carver lived with each tribe long enough to learn the rudiments of their languages and their ways. Using this information, Carver was able to effect a semi-permanent peace between the two tribes. Both tribes were grateful to this imposing white man, but it was the Nottoweesis who rewarded him most handsomely. They took Jonathan Carver to a large cave near the Falls of St. Anthony, to which they went once a year to bury their dead and conduct tribal business. Here, they made Carver a chief of their nation, and in gratitude for peace, they deeded him a tract of their land. The document still exists, and it reveals that the Indians must have learned English somewhat better than Carver learned Nottoweesi. To Jonathan Carver, a chief under the most mighty and potent King George III, the document begins, we, chiefs of the Nottoweesis, have hereto set our seals, do by these presents for ourselves and heirs forever, give, grant, and convey to him the said Jonathan, and then it gives specifics of the grant. Apparently, the two chiefs ran out of all the English words they knew just as they got to the end, for the document is signed by the mark of a beaver and a snake. Nevertheless, in the grant, those generous Indians gave Carver nearly all of Minnesota and much of Wisconsin. Carver's heirs kept Minnesota courts busy for 100 years, and it may not be over yet. Is your last name Carver? Trace that ancestry right now. You may own 5 or 6 of those 10,000 lakes, or all of Duluth.
Rock Island Lines is underwritten by the Scott County Regional Authority, with additional funding from the Illinois Arts Council and Augustana College, Rock Island.